Yeah, so we cold start a lot now, and I
I've kept up with the pod.
Yeah, man. So, because, like, you know what, man? I get roasted because there was one episode because, like, we're trying to find the voice, and I fucking said my name was Joshua once, and I get roasted by the whole family. So, it's what it is. So, we cold started. So, this is a very special episode, ladies and gentlemen. The Council Boys are back. We have a very, very, very special guest with us today to celebrate our 2 years. Our 2 years was like 2 months ago, but better late than never. And we were working on the hard details. We had to sign contracts and stuff to get this very special guest on here. And, you know, it takes
time. The Albert in this universe died, so they had to pull me from another multiverse.
Yeah, we're jumping multiverses with Doctor Strange, and we signed the contract to get the homie, my AD, back in the building. So traditionally, you know, welcome to our show, bro. Welcome back. The Council Boys are back in the building. I'm also joined with the homie Mikey B.
I'm gonna steal his catchphrase. You know the vibes.
True, you know the vibes.
okay.
We out here. AD, I can give you a couple seconds if you wanna just say a couple things, but if not, we can just get this party rolling.
I'm gonna get in my feels, y'all.
True.
It's a pleasure to be back, y'all. I abandoned all of you guys. I'm sorry. I let y'all astray and then I just left you. But nah, it's good to be back. Life came up. I had to do adult things and be boring and not focus on video games. But I still kind of do game. So I still kind of do know what I'm talking about. And I still have way too many opinions. So this will be fun.
It'd be fun to tap into those opinions and hopefully get maybe some good reactions. So,
yeah. Oh, but before we start, Albert, if you've been listening, you know, sometimes I like to play a game called Name Those Bars.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're going to do one. This might be slightly tougher, but it is current because it is current. It's a current feud going on in music. That'll be my first hint for you.
I feel like I'm going to fail this real bad, but okay. Let's go.
All righty. Let me actually pull up the lyrics, as I probably should have done before. All right. I push my fingers into my eyes. It's the only thing that slowly stops the ache. It's made of all the things I have to take. Jesus, it never ends. If it works, it works its way inside if the pain goes on. I can repeat it if you like. I did say it pretty fast.
I'm already going to say I don't know who that is, but like whoever that is, can we help them? That's they sound hurt.
Josh, I guess. You want me to repeat it again?
No clue.
Lil Uzi. That's like emo rap.
But that also kind of sounds like a Drake thing to say too. Like I feel like Drake would.
And that's Drake, like, man.
Like, you know,
anyone else could get that bar off, but if it's Drake, I gotta make fun of him. I'm sorry. Mob ties, despite his pain, I gotta make fun of him.
Mob ties, Jamaican tings. I have no idea, dude. No clue.
This was a little bit of a swear for you guys. That was Duality by Slipknot.
Oh.
Because right.
As you know,
Slipknot and former rapper, now punk popper, MJK are battling for some reason or another.
Yeah,
MJ. Good call, man. And
I just find it funny that he got othered by Eminem, and he's like, "I'm not gonna rap anymore. I'm gonna be pop punk."
Yeah, then nobody wants him over there.
But we never forget that. I'm aware that he got marked in lyrics by Eminem, but will forget.
But I'm gonna stand up right here for MGK. That album is actually really good, and he is
one of the
I feel only successful rappers that made it into pop punk. There's other people that have tried and aren't doing so well. / we forgot about him. So got to give him props where the props are deserved to, you know, try a new sound and not do too bad at it. So,
and then he has the stat boost of dating
Kardashian.
What's her name? Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's the other pop punk dude.
Yeah, shout out to Travis Barker. Who would have thought the drummer from Blink-182 would be the last man standing relevant, you know, 20 years after All the Small Things came out?
True.
So good on him.
Yeah. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's get back to our traditional ways. So we usually kind of break things up apart into like what we've been playing, but we can just kind of mega episode this and give the people what they want. So what we've been playing, anybody want to go first?
AD? I'll go first since I'm like, I haven't been playing a whole lot, y'all. I'm sorry.
Do you guys still play Fortnite?
Alright, you already got roast me, but yes, I'm still playing Fortnite. And I will stand by it. It's gotten really, really good, actually. And the meta story is really very interesting.
All right.
Been playing Fortnite.
Are you reading the comic? The Batman Fortnite comic?
Oh, there's a comic. No, I'm not. All right. That's interesting. I didn't...
So, because you're into the metaverse and like the meta game, the meta story. There's a whole like Batman Fortnite type collaboration that kind of, I believe, goes deeper into the universe.
That's absolutely
of Fortnite.
Bonkers. Like something had to have happened in our universe to like butterfly effect where Fortnite is doing bullcrap like this. But
it's all Marshmallow's fault, bro. Marshmallow brought in a bunch of people in. That brought in Travis Scott.
He brought upon the Marvel Fortnite universe. Apocalypse.
Pretty much. There's always one turning point in the game. And that looks like it seems to be it. Which is why like Among Us died, because they couldn't do it, and Fall Guys is nowhere to be found anymore. So
Like my games are Fortnite. Destiny 2, I'm still back in that abusive relationship because the story's gotten really good. Like I will say this, gameplay wise, I'm not in love with it, but that story is really, really good, and everything leading up to Witch Queen has been very, very exciting. And then I have, like, outside of those two games, I have like my casual games where I play Fall Guys every once in a while, because Fall Guys, it's just fun. Mm-hmm. Like, just play a few rounds, blow some steam, good time. And then I've been playing this game, Tricky Towers, with my girl. It's essentially Tetris. It's fun. And then Pokemon Go. I go on walks every day because, you know, your boy gotta get them steps in. And
true.
It feels better getting your steps in when you hatch an egg and get a Pokemon. So
true. Which kind of games. Jumping into that a little bit, I activated Pokemon Go again, and for some reason, like, it doesn't want to hatch me eggs when I go like on walks and stuff. It's fucking stupid. But I don't know, you threw the trigger word out there, bro, which is Tetris. You can go fuck off, bro.
that the infamous hot take.
Infamous hot take. It's so funny. Mikey B, you wanna jump into what you've been playing?
Sure. It's gonna be a little bit weird because there's gonna be a whole segment we're talking about it. I'll repeat myself.
Oh, I mean, we can switch it. I mean, I can kind of.
Oh, I just been playing Metroid. I've been playing Metroid Dread, and at some point in this podcast, I'll be talking about it a lot. But yeah, so keep this really short. I'm really enjoying it. I'm liking the vibes quite a bit. The gameplay is cool. It's a little bit more action focused currently than than traditional Metroid. But still, Metroid, you're still exploring, you're still upgrading, you're still getting new abilities. And I really like the minimalist atmospheric music. It really gives like a good Halloween vibe during the spooky season that we're living in currently.
Nice. Yeah, so stay tuned for that clip because we got that brewing too. So on my end, you know what we do, bro. Call of Duty. Season 6 just came out. We're running high with new guns before Vanguard. New zombies mode came out, which is actually pretty awesome. Really digging that. But also I played two new games in like the span of when we last talked, and we're gonna try not to be so negative about it, but
I'll dump on them.
Yeah, these games sucked. Facts, bro. Number one, Skatebird. Trash. Hot trash, dude. Like, I thought Tony Hawk was okay. Tony Hawk's not bad. Tony Hawk laid the groundwork for a lot of skateboarding games, sure. But like, and I played the Tony Hawk games a lot too. But this brought me back into that, and I got mad. Not even kidding. Like, the mechanics of it were just, like, so insane. And I just wasn't, it wasn't my vibe. And I was like, you know what? Let's give it, like, 6 or 7 challenges. Let's really get into it. I played for, like, a solid 45 minutes. And, like, I just never want to pick that up ever again. Like, it was just not my thing. So, because it's on Game Pass. To be fair, I didn't pay any money for it, so.
That's the glory of Game Pass, though. You can just try, like, you can try this stuff with guilt-free conscience. Because, like, if you would have bought that full price,
we'd been mad.
You would probably have to air out someplace, because it's like, bro, I spent money on this.
Yeah, you could just have a picture of me punching air right now. Like, I'd be super pissed. The second one, I'm really into. I don't know if you guys ever played Worms. That whole little franchise of games, I love those games. Worms Armageddon was amazing. I had it for the, you know, the Game Boy, and I played it on the 64, and it kind of, I've been playing it on the Xbox frequently, because they have, like, one, I think it's just called Worms, like, HD or something. I don't quote me on it, but it's the regular turn-based, but they have this new one that just came out not too long ago, which is more of, like, a battle royale. Yeah, it looks really cool, and I got suckered into it with one, it being Worms, and the game, like the trailer. The trailer looked awesome, and I was like, you know what? Let's try to convince the gang to jump on, and, you know, we get a new game going. But the mechanics of this game suck. Like, it's so hard to, like, it's all right hand based, so, like, you're aiming with the lower left, like, analog stick, changing weapons and maneuvering with the button. So it's like, it's a weird dynamic to kind of aim, shoot, and move and actually do damage and switch weapons and stuff. That was my thing with it. So, like, it was kind of weird, and it just was not, it didn't live up to what I wanted it to be. But if they stuck to more turn-based, I would have loved it. 100%.
Yeah, I've played that because I think I got it free on PSN 1 month.
Like, I think I saw it. I got it in an email that, like, it was coming out.
It's perfectly fine. Like, I don't full on hate it, but, like, compared to all the previous Worms, it's just like, it's mediocre at best.
Yeah, I like that they tried, because that game seems like it would be perfect for battle royale. Like, it's just it's exactly what you want it to be. But
I feel like you could still have a battle, like, I feel like it would be more interesting if it was still a battle royale, but it's still turn based. Like, I feel like that could be crazy. Like, you start off with 100 in the round, but then, like, you're only competing against 4 people at a time, and then it slowly just decreases, and then you guys all end up in, like, one zone.
Oh, like, kind of like a Tetris 99, where, like, everyone's having, like, their own games, and then you get to the end. That could be cool. Yeah. I like that. But, yeah, this game was, I got bummed out, man, because I was really looking forward to it, but it's what it is. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much all I've been playing. Strike Force again, which I hit a. This is good. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of, I'm kind of iffy on it, because, like, it's a lot to take in, but I also just hit a milestone for days logged in, and we're at, like, 800, so it's like, yikes, bro. But awesome, because the game's, I love it, but goddamn. 800 days.
They need to send you, like, some sort of, like, hoodie or, like, a medallion or something. That's impressive,
dude. It's, I would love for something like that, but if I think I'm worse, there's people that, like, I connected with this, like, alliance that I've been with this whole time, and, like, they've been playing longer than I have, so. That's, I mean, why I kind of don't feel too bad. Sure. So it's like
the story's, like, surprisingly, like, really solid. Cause, like, I was playing it for a while, like, after you were, like, always hyping it up. And it's good.
I can't get enough of
it. It's just like, it got to the point where, like, they kept, like, adding more stuff, and I'm like, this is a lot, and I couldn't keep up.
It doesn't stop. It's great. They have, like, this whole new, like, Weapon X, like, event happening where, like, they rebuffed Wolverine, Omega Red's in it. Lady Deathstrike and Silver Samurai is a new batch of characters coming in to rework the Weapon X. They had the Heroes for Hire, which introduced Colleen Wigg, Misty Knight, and Shang-Chi to rework, like, the Defender Thor thing. And, like, there's a lot going on, man. I love it. So I can't put it down, man. I'm out here killing
Marvel it. Marvel got you in a chokehold. It's all good.
nothing's changed, man. You know how it goes. So, yes, still deep into the Marvel Universe, which have you guys caught up with the movies? You guys watch Carnage? You guys watch Shang-Chi? You guys got any? Or What If, that too. Have you guys submerged yourself into anything Marvel recently?
I saw Shang-Chi. I'm caught up on What If, even though I haven't watched it, but I read about it. And then I read about Venom, and the biggest reveal of the movie is that he's part of the multiverse. That he's part of the MCU. Put a
spoiler alert on here, just in case. But it's been like 2 weeks. We're fine.
Yeah. It's not spoilers. You're just late.
That was the biggest takeaway.
Very true.
But was the movie good? Did you guys actually see the movie? Josh or Albert?
I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's like fine to mediocre. I heard they really build upon the relationship between Eddie and Venom, and they make it like there's some hints of like romance there, and I'm just like, good for them. I'm glad that they found someone.
But I feel like that also really helps with the story. Like, it kind of builds them up to like what happens in it. I'm not gonna really give it away, but
yeah,
it helps, and it kind of gets you to like the progression of the story. So. They do a really good job of that. And Woody Harrelson is an amazing madman. Like, he's great in this. I loved it. Every second he was on screen was perfect to me. Like, it was what I wanted to see, because I like Carnage too. Like, he's one of my favorite villains, and like, it does a kind of him a good justice of like this just insane like symbiote just wreaking havoc, and it was awesome. But then again, this movie, like, how far could you really go? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, the word is fine. It's fine.
Plus, it was PG-13. Like, I feel like to do a real good Venom Carnage movie, you kind of need rated R. But, like, I understand, like, why they don't want to do that. Because it's like, rated R movies, yes, they can make a lot of money. Because, I mean, like, Joker made a crap ton of money. But it's like, that's a huge gamble. Like, and I don't think it would be worth it on Venom, because I mean, like, Venom 1 did pretty good in theaters from what I remember, but like,
box office wise, really
it was not sucked. Here's the thing, I had fun with that movie, but would I say it's a good movie? No, it was just really fun to watch. Like,
the real question is, how many times have you rewatched it?
Twice.
I haven't seen it since.
I think I saw it one more time. It was on television one night, so I watched it again.
It's still just a fun watch. It's just like, turn off your brain, just have some fun. The jokes are dumb but funny. Like, they're so dumb that they're funny, but
yeah. It's like, I don't really want to shit on Sony too, but like, they're just like playing catch up, and they're trying to do something that Marvel is, and Marvel's like, we'll let you just like try it. Because they're playing the big picture now. So if you guys know the post credit. So you see Tom, and there's no really like definite answer, but you know they exist now. So like, they're playing the long game in this too. So it's like, okay, you have Marvel now in association with the Sony project, which will put us in the Spider-Man at some point. They'll meet, which is the rumor
the
going
Morbius
around too.
Movie is doing the same Morbius. Thing. So it's like, Vulture is going to be in it.
So that's what I'm saying. So you're playing the long game with the mouse. Plain and simple. So trying to go rated R is not really in your favor. And I think they're going to really try that out with Deadpool. But Venom is not the movie to, you know, to roll the dice on.
No. Deadpool, they can get away with it. Because
exactly.
Yeah.
And Trey have been proven successful twice.
Honestly, I feel like Deadpool could even be PG-13 and it'd be fine. Like, I feel like it would be hilarious if he knows that he's in a PG-13 and has to censor himself. Because, like, I feel like some of the best versions of Deadpool are, like, in the animated series where he can't just cuss and be super crude, but he's still just as funny.
Exactly. And that would be, like, the perfect way to approach it. Yeah. And, you know, because, like, if they do decide to, because, you know, that's going to be, like, a year or two if we do get any sort of traction with that, to where, like, can you write this script rated R? But can you make it, or PG-13, and you know, be
fully
aware.
I'd love two versions. Like, you get the rated R cut and then the PG-13 cut.
That would be
slightly different. Awesome.
I would dig that.
Yo, Marvel, take our idea, but pay us.
Plain and simple. That's what we've been doing. So the whole, like, Tom Holland being involved with this now is awesome. But I don't know about you guys, but, like, not that it doesn't make sense to me, but, like, is this... It's got to be the same universe, but is it the same universe or is it not? Or is it just, like, one big, like, ha? Because they really... They said he was a threat, but, like, you know, we're dealing with the multiverse now, so it's, like, is that threat the same threat we're all thinking about?
Yeah, it could be, like, it could be the MCU that we're familiar with, the main timeline, but, like, it could just be one that's super similar. But I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see, like, if it actually pays off to anything significant, but...
Which, if that's the case, dude, that would be the perfect, like, here's a little bit of fan service, but this is not for you. It's like, yeah, we'll give you this clip, but this is a different universe. This Spider-Man actually was a terrorist, and, you know.
Dude, I just can't imagine, like, this version of Venom and Eddie Brock with Tom Holland's Spider-Man at all.
No way. Well, also, just kind of going on with, like, their stories and stuff, but, like, there's conflict there and, like, a part of it. Like, the newer comic runs kind of have them, like, working together, but, like...
Yeah, like, Agent
would you
Venom.
Jump, like, from that to, you know, them being, like, best friends, you know? So, what about Shang-Chi? Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. AD, you gotta see that, man.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, I've seen most of the Marvel shows besides What If. I saw WandaVision, I saw Loki, I saw... Falcon and Winter Soldier, and then after that I've dropped off. I haven't seen Black Widow because, bro, I don't care about Black Widow. That movie was glorified setup for the next Black Widow. It did not need to exist. It should have existed a really long time ago. Shang-Chi, I do want to see because I've heard really, really great things about it, and it looked fantastic. And then what else has come out? What If? I don't really care about it just because I'm like, it looked perfectly fine, and I've seen clips of it. They do some dope stuff. They finally did Ultron justice, but I've read enough about it. I'm like, this is neat, but I don't need to watch it.
Yeah, I could dig it. Mikey B, what do you got anything to say about What If? I know you haven't really consumed it.
I'm pretty much co-signing with Albert says, pretty much copying. Yeah. Like, I keep up with it. I kind of found out, yeah, like I said about Ultron, it became like the big bad of season one. The Watcher finally stopped being the Watcher and got involved, and then they assembled a team of Avengers from all the other episodes, and they did their thing. But it's cool. It's like it's cool. But I don't know what it like. I'm not sure. I don't know if like it adds much to like the overall like cinematic universe, which I guess I'm hoping for. Well, I guess I was hoping that would happen at some point. It might be involved like for like the bigger cinematic universe. But it's a nice little like standalone type thing that, you know, keeps the Marvel fans occupied until Hawkeye comes out and Eternals and such.
Oh crap, I forgot about those.
Yeah, it's gonna be a pretty awesome next.
Oh, and then Spider-Man obviously is at the end of the month. Yeah, so we're hitting a big thing with next month Eternals, I think it's like the 5th or 6th of November. Mm-hmm. And then Hawkeye's sometimes a couple weeks. End of the month, and then the end of the year is
Spider-Man.
So we're really hitting. And then after that is Doctor Strange, the multiverse of wacky man movie. Is that the spring thing?
Like March, I think.
Dude, some of the apparent leaks of that script sound pretty insane.
At this point, dude, like everything's been leaked for that, so it's like it's a good time to wait.
If the leaks are actually true, because like, I don't want to discuss them because that's spoilers on a whole different level. But like, if they're true, that movie's about to be bonkers.
I'm ready for a 3-hour Spider-Man. So, Black Widow, you should give it a chance, dude.
I think it's free now on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's free on Disney. Like the thing is, like I've already read through like everything that happened.
I shit on Black Widow too. We could tie this into like the last 2 years of episodes, like. I had zero appreciation for anything Black Widow. I was like, this is going to be stupid. It actually ended up being a really good movie. So I've seen it like three times, so I would give it a shot.
Is this free on Disney Plus? I'll check it.
Give it a go, man. Like, let it just play itself out. Like, yeah. To me, there's like barely like the only good part that really affects us going forward is like the end. But yeah, like, it is what it is. Yeah. So,
but I mean, like, anything to get more of Florence, whatever her last name is.
Yeah, she's the best in it. She's really good. So I would give that a chance. And what's his name from Stranger Things? He's awesome. He's a good dude. Yeah. Shang-Chi, dude. Shang-Chi is one of my new favorite movies. Like, it's beautiful. Like,
I already know what happens in the after credit screens or scene, and I'm very curious what the little beam is all about.
What's so nuts, and see, we could try to have this conversation in 5 minutes. What I've been noticing Marvel's doing, Marvel is like taking their sweet ass time with this like real life story that's happening on the left, which is like the new Captain America, this rebirth of Hydra. They're kind of like tiptoeing, because Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I thought, was kind of sus. Like, it was
mediocre.
Yeah, there wasn't really any really amazing things, especially coming out like after WandaVision, which I still think is a really good show. Yeah. Like, WandaVision, like, they just like really threw you into magic. WandaVision
was fire. Like, outside of like the final episode, I think that was just like,
yeah,
near perfect.
Yeah, which we could talk about that when we come back. But like, they're kind of like, they threw you into magic multiverse. Like, this is all fucked up. And then Loki just like took it to a whole new level. And you're just like, oh my God.
Loki was like fantastic, man.
So good. And like, they're just like leagues ahead with like this whole multiverse thing. And like, we're dealing with magic and, you know, everything's fucked up and Spider-Man's going to fuck that up. But like, we have this other story slowly making its way to when it's going to make shine.
I'm gonna be real, I don't really care about like the Hydra like human stuff anymore. I only care about the cosmic stuff.
Yeah,
like, which I mean,
no, go ahead.
Like, I'm just saying, I'm sure that like the street level stuff will be interesting, but like, yeah, it's gonna be a slower burn for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just more interested in like the crazy like multiverse cosmic stuff.
Which I wonder if like, I mean, this is a stretch, but if it's just like a diversion to like, yeah, we have this other stuff going on. Which could potentially lead into other things, because Shang-Chi, like, you know, we're dealing with the Ten Rings again. And like, does this have something to do with Hydra? Is this the new like fully funded Hydra or like whatever? Mm. And like, it's like this slow burn to the end, you know, and then you have the potential Thunderbolts coming in because Zemo is in jail with the other villains. And like,
we're getting She-Hulk. So
you have other things happening. Yeah. Street level is the perfect word. That's so great. Street level of Marvel is slowly making its way to some sort of conclusion, and we're all distracted with the multiverse and Doc Ock coming back. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm kind of pulling for it, but I don't know what's going to happen, but it's something to kind of like look forward to, I guess.
I think that's the issue though. Oh, not issue, but it's just like, it's kind of like clear to see what's happening with the cosmic stuff. Like, we know the multiverse is in disarray. We know that we're going to have to face Kang at some point. And like, that's very clear. But with like the street level stuff, like, we just have hints. Like, we got like the Thunderbolts. We got Hydra. We got the Ten Rings. We potentially have the Sinister Six. And it's like, those are all just scattered about. Those are just like entities all just on their own little agendas. So it's like, it's hard to see like how they're going to bring that together, if they're going to bring it together, because like, they could just, you know, have like these smaller contained stories with this the street level stuff, which might be smart, because I don't know, that might be a way to keep people more engaged with like these, like, okay, instead of like these huge events like Infinity War and Endgame, you have like, okay, every year at the end of the year we're going to face this small little challenge, and then, you know, eventually we'll get to Kang.
Yeah. To me, it just, how, what this is kind of playing out just reminds me of like, just the timeline, and like, this movie leaks with this one and this one, this one, like these, like Winter Soldier, Hawkeye, they're leading to further things down the line versus mm-hmm. like multiverse, Wanda and all that together here. So it's what it is. Can't wait to see what happens, though. It's going to be a pretty awesome end of the year, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it. So as much as I would love to talk multiverse and like potential what ifs, ands, and buts about the Marvel Universe, we unfortunately have to cut it short. So it's been, you know, it's been a blast, you know, for me. I'll just say this from my end, like being able to spend time with you guys the last 2 years and, you know, talking literally about anything. Like, it's been such a good time to, you know, talk bars. Like, I got to question my bars with Mikey B sometimes, or like, you know, with you, you always, you know, Albert always bring up something that like really makes me think about where the potential gaming world goes. And I really want to take the time to, you know, appreciate you two for what you bring to the table and how you've, you know, allowed me to share moments with you guys. So the gaming consoles too, and who I didn't really think we'd make it to two, but we're here, we're making episodes, and we're just having a good time. So thank you guys for bringing me on this journey from the jump, from the walking pod till here we are now, you know what I mean? So I want to just say thank you to you two for that, and really, really appreciate spending time with you guys like this. So that's for my end. You guys want to say anything for 2 years? By all means, The floor is open.
I can hop in. Like, granted, I'm no longer a consistent member of the pod because life kind of took over. But I will agree, it's just like the times from like the walking pod to all about the culture to like the Gaming Council podcast, it was a real fun journey. I'm pretty sure it kept us a little bit sane when we all worked at the same job, because we don't need to get into it, but we know what's up. But yeah, it's just like the ability to talk about things that we love and enjoy and talk to like other people on the interwebs about these things has always been super fun. And I don't know, granted, like I said, like I'm not really a part of things anymore, but like I still listen, so it's like still fun to like be in the know even when I'm not playing games as much, because like you guys will talk about things that are going on and keep me updated. So yeah, now mostly as like a listener,
yeah,
it's good to like, you know, be engaged in gaming even though I'm not as engaged.
Well, man, you know, the council boys are forever, so you always...
I mean, the doors gang gang up in here, y'all.
Yeah, man, the door's always open,
you know,
open,
the
bro.
Vibes.
Hey, man, if you ever find something about, you know, what's his name, the guy who made Death Stranding, and you got something to air out, just, you know, hit us up, and, you know, we'll throw you off.
Death Stranding 2 comes out. Y'all got to give me a segment.
True.
We will, definitely. Just a kind of like... piggyback, I appreciate the warm words for both you guys. This has been a really fun journey. Like I said, this started as a audio test when I messed up real bad on an audio assignment at work, so we decided to go for a walk to test out some audio equipment, and it spawned into so many things, from focus on music to focus on comic books, the video games, and now everything in between. It's always been really fun to talk about those things that we're all so passionate about, and just gaining different perspectives from both of you guys. Like Albert, you're bringing up some anime stuff or some indie game I never heard of, and that's always fun. And then Josh, your knowledge of bars and hip hop is always appreciated and always nice to hear about. And you're always gonna dunk on DC, where I'm always gonna say DC does some good stuff. So I always appreciate, no matter what, you're living and dying on dunking on DC. So yeah, it's been a fun journey for both of you guys, from both of you guys. So it's all been good on my end.
Yeah, man. So we'll see if we hit the 3 mark, and then AD will get
One thing we did do. We did outlast E3, almost, sort of.
True.
Kind of. Which was the motto initially. It was E3 or die. We did kind of outlast them. So, you know, we do got one victory under our belts.
I guess the new one's just going to be meet up or die. So, we'll take a little victories as we can.
Dude, meet up or die. Like, that's very ominous considering the pandemic.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll roll the dice and see how it goes for, you know, the meetup pod. Well, again, huge thank you to Albert, you know, for taking the time to, you know, jump back with us on such a special episode. Really appreciate your time. And I'm going to just roll us out. I've been joined with the homie Mikey B.
I'll keep it class and give you a weird phrase. I'm sick of following my dreams, man. I'm just going to ask where they're going and hook up with them later. R.I.P. Mitch Hedberg.
True. R.I.P. one of the legends, and the homie AD.
Look, y'all, y'all, it's been a joy, and I'm gonna give you a classic. Y'all know the vibes. Come on.
Got to. You just need one. 80 love in the building, bro. You know, we had to get one of those.
Add love.
The Gaming Council's out. See ya.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Council podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Council podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Council podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Council Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast related episode wise, go to gamingcouncilpod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.